Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed hey, and we have 15 lines from the bottom of daf lamed dalet omid beis v'rab meir. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael hanesuna matzor v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Malka bas Chaya Sima and Zisel Rachel bas Alta Frumet. Today's daf is being learned le'ilu nishmas Rivka bas Yibod l'chayim Reb Gavriel Tzvi and Mordechai ben Yibod l'chayim Reb David Meir. So, at the end of yesterday's daf, we began a new Gemara, which discusses one of the differences between Dinei Mominois and Dinei Nefashos, specifically, Dinei Mominois, Maschilim B'yoyim, V'goymrim B'alayla, as opposed to Dinei Nefashos, both the Haschola and the Gemar Din have to be B'yoyim. So, as it relates to Dinei Mominois, the Tchilas Hadin has to be during the day, but the Gemar Din, that's something that can happen at night. And the question is, Memanavshach, if it has to be done during the day, so everything should have to be during the day. And if it could be done at night, then everything should be able to be done at night. And the Gemara said that this halacha is really based on a stira between two psukim. On the one hand, it says, V'shaftu esa'am b'chal es. That pasuk is in Parshas Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu, his bezdin, V'shaftu esa'am b'chal es, which sounds like not only during the day, but at night as well. Mitzacheni, it says, V'hoye b'yoyim hanchilo yazbanov. And we learn from there that dinei nachlois has to be dafka during the day. So is it b'chal es, or is it dafka b'yoyim? It's based on that Chazal said, must be they're both true. Meaning, must be there's a component of dinei mominois that's b'chal es, but there's also a component that has to be b'yoyim. Tchilas din, you have to sit down and start a dafka during the day, but the Gemar Din, that's something that Enochinami could be Bechales. Another thing that we saw was that Masnisin is the Loiker Emeir. So although the Mishnah says that when it comes to Dinei Mominus, it's only the Tchilas Din that has to be during the day, that's the Loiker Emeir. Because Rameir Shita and Abraisa is that Dinei Mominus, Sai the Tchilas Adin, and Sai the Gemar Din has to be during the day. What is the Makar to Rameir? So he learned it from a Hekesh. It says in the Pasuk, Al Piem Ye Kol Riv, V'chol nega, v'chima inyan riven eitz on negoim. What does riven, which is a fight, have to do with negoim of Parshas Tazria Mitzayrafein? Elo makish riven l'negoim. We make a hekish between riven and negoim, and we learn many halachas. The one that's negaya to us is ma negoim bayoim, just like negoim the koyim, when he inspected a nega, it had to be during the day, and that's based on a pasuk, ubayoim hera oizboi, af riven, so too dine mominas, has to be bayoim, it would have to be dafka during the day. So according to the chachamim, tchilas din bayoim, the gemardin to be balaylo, based on two psukim, v'shaftu asa'am b'chaleis, and b'hoye bayoim anchilo yizbonev, according to Rameir, everything has to be done during the day, and that's based on one pasuk, a hekish that emerges from that pasuk, al piem yeh kol riv v'chol nega. Now the Gemara, from here until the end of this part of the daf, is going to discuss Shitas Rameir. Specifically, what does Rameir do with the two psukim of the Chacham? What does he do with v'shaftu esa'am b'chaleis, and what does he do with v'hoye b'yoyim hanchilo yazbanim? And the truth is, just to explain this bal peh, both psukim are ta'un bir alibad Rameir. It's pashut that the pasuk that says v'shaftu esa'am b'chaleis is something that Rameir has to explain, because the initial limud that you would think that emerges from that pasuk contradicts Rameir's halacha. That pasuk is the makar that there's a component of dinei mominus that could be done afilu balayla. So obviously Rameya has to be miyashiv what that pasuk means. But the truth is, the other pasuk, v'hoye b'yoyim anchila yizbanev, is also something that requires beer according to Rameya. Because that pasuk that Chachamim used to teach me that there's a component of dinei mominus that has to be done during the day. Rameya doesn't need that, because Rameya has a different makar. He has makish rivel in a god. So really what the Gemara is going to do now in the avoidah of the first part of the daf is Rameya, these two psukim, which are the building blocks of Shitas HaChachamim in the sugya of Dinei Mominus Bayoim, how exactly are you going to explain them? Says the Gemara. Again, 15 lines from the bottom of Daflam Midalad Amidbeis. Rameyer, Haidashaftu Asa Ambechal Eis, my Darishbe. What does Rameyer do with that drasha? Again, the Chachamim used that drasha to teach me that there's a component of Dinei Mominus, the Gemar Din, that could be done afilu balaylo. Well, according to Rameyer, what are you going to do with that? Amar Rava said, Le'isuye Yoim HaMo'ini. That pasuk is coming to teach me that Although Dine Mavinus has to be during the day, but you would have thought maybe if it's a cloudy day, it's not okay. Kamash Malon that a Yoima Ma'oinein is a time that you can pass in Dine Mavinus. The Tanan, and the background to this is a Mishnah. Ein Royanus Anagoyim, Shachris Ubein Arbay. Koyin is not allowed to be Royanagoyim in the morning. He's also not allowed to be Royat Bein Arbay. Veloy B'teich Abayis. He also can't do it inside a house. Veloy B'yema Ma'oinein. And you also can't do it on a cloudy day. And the reason is, Mipnei Shekeya Niras Azen. All these situations, if you have a nega that's a little weak, it's going to appear a little bit stronger than it really is. You can't do it smack in the middle of the afternoon. Because something that's stronger is going to look a little bit weaker. You have to know when then you are allowed to do it. But the bottom line is, there's a lot of times that you're not allowed to be roya negayim. One of those times is a yoim ha-ma'ayin. Now, we have a hekish, makish, rivelin negayim. And based on that, you would have thought that you can't paskin dine mominus by a yoim hamoinin either. Kamash malam the shaftu as on the chaleis. It's the rabbis that if you want to do it on a yoim hamoinin, that is going to be okay. Okay, says the Gemara. So we know what a mayor does with that pasuk. Rameir hay be yoim anchila is bottom my avali. What does he do with that pasuk? Meaning, what's shver? That pasuk that Chachamim used to teach us that dine mominus is done in bayoim. The ikur dine mominus certainly has to be done during the day. Well, according to Rameir, we learn it from somewhere else. We learn it from the hekish. So the Gemara says, Ahumi boile, look at the Tani Rabba Bar Chanina Kamed Rav Nachman. We need that for the braisa that Rabba Bar Chanina told Rav Nachman. What was that braisa? It says in the pasuk, Vahoy bayoim anchile is bano. And we learn from there, bayoim atamapel nachlois, vi atamapel nachlois balailo. Nachlos happens during the day, it doesn't happen at night. Rav Nachman told Rabbi Bar Chanina, really? Am I supposed to take this at face value? El meyata. Man deshacha b'yamam yirsan lebnei. If someone dies during the day, there's Yerusha. Uman deshacha b'leilio. Lo yirsan lebnei. Right? That doesn't sound reasonable. So nachlis is only if someone dies during the day. But at night, it's called olam gavar. It's hefker. Right? That's the way it's going to be. Dilma. So he told him back. Did Rabbi Bar Chanina to Rav Nachman? Maybe din nachlis, comrade. Maybe what it means is din nachlis. Meaning not that nachlis only happened during the day, but it's din nachlis. The Lord of Nachlis have to happen during the day. The Tanya, and really would be based on the following price. This is in the Parsha of Nachlis, the Psukim that we learned so much about in Perikei Shnoichlin. And it says that the laws of Nachlis are going to be Levnei Yisrael, Lechukas Mishpat. What does Chukas Mishpat sound like it is? It's a Mishpat. And we learn from here that the parish of Nachlois is considered a din. Lamay Nafkemino, Kid Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, something Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, Dom Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Shlisha Shenichtu Levaka Zecholo, if three people go to be Mevaka Cholo, and the Cholo starts instructing, and he starts making his Savar, right? He starts commanding what everything should, how all his money should be distributed. So Ratzu, if these three people want Koisvin, they could sit down, and they can write down on a piece of paper everything that this person instructed, and they can act as Edim. Or Ratzu Oisendin. Or if they want, they don't have to be Edim to what was said. They could be the Bezdin in the Daimon Real Ishmiel. And if they want, they can actually administer what was said as if they're a bezit. And the reason is because they're three people. Shnayim, if however two people would hear a dying man make these instructions, then koisvin, they would have no choice but to write it and then be the edim on what they wrote, but they ain't oisindin. But they would not be able to be dayanim, and the reason is because they're only two, right? Then two can't be a bezit. Now, v'am Rav Chiz commented on what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said, and that is loishan v'alabayayim. This that we say, that three people have the option to be Edom or to be Dayanim, that's only if this all happened during the day. Avol b'layla koisen v'noisen din. If, however, this would be at night, they would have no choice. The only thing they'd be able to do is to write it and act as Edom, but to be Dayanim, they wouldn't be able to. And the reason is, mishum dahavalu Edom, because at night, they can't be Dayanim, which means at that minute, what are they? They're Edim. They're Nasadayin. And once you're an Edim, you can't switch later and become a Dayan. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Bar Chanina told Rav Nachman that I have a braisa that says, V'hoi b'yoyim anchila is bonov, b'yoyim atamapel nachlois, v'yatamapel nachlois b'laylas. Rav Nachman tells Rabbi Bar Chanina, you mean to say that the laws of Yerusha are only negeya if a person dies during the day, it's not negeya at night? So Rabbi Bar Chanina was a little taken aback. So Rav Nachman said, Dilma, maybe din nachlois kamer, maybe what you mean to say, this braisa that you're fakoifing, you're not fakoifing properly. And maybe maybe it means that the din nachlis. And what would it mean, the din nachlis? So he gave him a long-winded example of what din nachlis would mean. That in the event that a man is giving instructions to three people, so if it's during the day, the three people could act as a bezdin. If it's at night, however, they wouldn't be able to act as a bezdin. It would have to be edim. And once they're edim, ain't nasadayim, they'd never be able to turn into a bezdin. Abalezi told him, enochin. That's taka what I meant. That's exactly what I meant. That was my understanding of the brayis lechatchila. And fakir, you misunderstood me. But this is exactly what my understanding was. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? That from the words v'hoy b'yoy manchila is banav, we learn that b'yoy matamapol nachlois, which means that dine nachlis is something that it requires a bezdin, and as a result, there's a nafkamina between a dying man's instructions to three people, whether it happens during the day or whether it happens at night. That is what Reb Meir is going to darshan from the pasuk v'hoy b'yoy manchila yisbanav. So again, the question was, what does Reb Meir do with the shaftu asam b'chaleis? What does Reb Meir do with v'hoy b'yoy manchila yisbanav? The shaftu asam b'chaleis, he learns l'rabbi siyem ha'ma'oine. Because negam you can't see b'yoy ma'oine. And makish rivin l'negam. Kamash malanda, when it comes to rivin, that's something you could do. I feel on a yoy ma'oine. What does it do? You do a v'hoy b'yoy manchila yisbanav. He doesn't need it to teach me that the ikur dine mominus is done dafka during the day. What he needs it to teach me is that distributing nachlois has a component of din to it. And as a result, b'yoyim atamapul nachlois, as per the way the Gemara presented it. Either way, again, there's two shitas with regards to the laws of dinei mominus bayayim. According to the Stam Mishnah, the tchilas din is bayayim, the Gemara din is balayla, based on a combination of two psukim. The Shaftu Asam B'chaleis teaches me there's a component that could be balayla. V'hoy b'yoyim anchila yisbanav teaches me that there's a component that has to be during the day. Ramei Yashita is that everything has to be done during the day. It's based on a different pasuk. Al pi emia kol riv v'chol nega, makish rivin l'negoyim. And just like Negam is by day, so too Rivim is by day. What does Reb Meir do with the Chams to Psukim? The Shaftu Asam B'chaleis is L'Rabbi Yoyim Ma'oine, and B'hoy B'yem Anchil is Banav teaches me a halach and Hilchas Nachlis. Either way, moving along. Dine Nefashos, however, is done in Bayoyim V'chulu. So whereas it comes to Dine Mominos, so we have the Tchila Bayoyim, the Gemar Balayot, it's only Reb Meir, he's a Shita. Hayechida, he's a das yochid that holds that the whole thing has to be done during the day, but dinei nefashos, everybody agrees, has to be dafka bayayim. And the question is, why? Sakti gemar minani mili, yom rav simi barchiyo, amakra, it's learned out from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, vayayim Hashem el Moshe, kach es kol rashi yom, vahoyka oysam l'Hashem neged ha-shamesh, v'yoshev charoin af Hashem mi Yisrael. So the context over here is after Baal Par. So we know that the Yidin were nichshol in Baal Par, and Hashem tells Moshe, I want you to take the rashi yom, the Gemara will explain why the rashi yom were taken, vahoyka oysam l'Hashem neged ha-shamesh, and hang them neged ha-shamesh, in the sun. And if you're going to do that, v'yoshev charoin af Hashem mi Yisrael, that's going to remove the charoin af. Says the Gemara, Omer, this is the makar that dinei nefashos has to be during the day. Now the truth is, the Gemara is a little ton beer, because the pasuk clearly is describing an element of dinei nefashos that had to be done during the day. Right? Where do you see day? Neged hashamash. So obviously that is at day. But doesn't say that the psak of the dinei nefashos had to be done during the day. It says v'hoika oisam l'Hashem. And what does hoika mean? So it's really the next Gemara. But in the next line of Gemara, the Gemara is going to say hoika is tliya. It means they should be hung neged Hashem. So you see that the hanging has to be done during the day. Meichet tasty, the actual dinei nefashos has to be during the day. So there's really two mahalchim in the Rishonim and Achroinim and the Mefarshim had to understand this. Some say that enochinami, the pasuk is saying v'hoika oisam l'Hashem neged Hashamish. But I'm assuming he said, if the hoika has to be done during the day, it's mestabe the dinei nefashos has to be done during the day as well. But if you look in the Teres Chaim actually says the Geshmak of Shah. And it's really based on a Gemara that we're going to learn. But the Gemara is going to say that Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe kach es kol Rashi Ya'am. Why are you taking the Rashi Ya'am? The Rashi Ya'am were not the ones that sinned with regards to Baal Pa'ar. Certainly not disproportionately. So why would you be taking dafka the Rashi Ya'am? And the Gemara is going to say, Kachas Rashi Ya'am meant paskin. So Kachas Rashi Ya'am was not take the Rashi Ya'am and hang them. It's bring them, let them judge. Oh, that means this pasuk is not only talking about Vahoyka. It's also talking about the actual din. Oh, it's talking about the actual din. So the Makar is actually not from Vahoyka Oysam Hashem Neged HaShamesh, but it's from Kach es kol rosh ha'yom v'hoika osam neged hashamash. But anyway, this is the makar that dinei nefashos, in contrast to dinei mominus, has to certainly be done during the day. Amar Rab Chis, how do you know that the word hoika, v'hoika, means hanging? Dechsev, it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, v'hoikanum l'ashem Begivat Shaul, Bechir Hashem, Vayomer HaMelech, Ani Eten. Now, the context of that pasuk is, Shaul HaMelech had killed the Gevoinim, or he had treated the Gevoinim in a way that he wasn't supposed to. And as a result, David HaMelech is told, Alpinavua, that he has to avenge the blood of the Gevoinim. And the way he avenged the blood of the Gevoinim was by killing and hanging some of Shaul HaMelech's sons. This is something that the Gemara talks about in Perek Ha'aril, Ayin Shom, Daf Ayin Vav. But the point is, that's what's going on over here. So what happens to the children of Shaul? V'hoikanum la'Hashem begiv HaShaul b'chir HaShem. And there, it's for sure hanging. And that's how we know that the pasuk in the Torah that says V'hoikasim la'Hashem neged HaShemesh means the same thing as well. So we're trying to understand the pasuk in Bamidbar, and we're using a pasuk in Shmuel Beis to be megala what the pasuk in Bamidbar means. So again, V'hoikanum la'Hashem begiv HaShaul for sure means hanging. Oh, then you see Vahika means hanging. Now the Gemara says, how do you know that that means hanging? Of except, because if you look at the context over there, it says, Vatikach Ritzpa Bas Ayo es Hasak. So Ritzpa Bas Ayo was Shaul HaMelech's Pilegesh. That's who she was. So she's part of this Inyan, right? So she went and she took a sack, the Pasuk says, a sackcloth. Vatateula El Atzor. And she put it on the mountain. Mitchilas Kotzer, Anitach Mayim Aleim, and Hashemayim Veloy Nosno, If Hashemayim Lenuach Aleim Yoimam, Veschayis Azode Loyla. That's the end of the Pasuk. But the point is, she went and she watched the sons of Shaul's bodies to make sure that the birds wouldn't come and they wouldn't somehow be in a more disrespectful way than they anyways were in. So from the reaction of Ritzpa Bas Ayah to the Vahoykanum, it's obvious that what was going on over here, they were being hung. And that's why she was watching them, and she's has this sack, it's on the mountain, and she's sitting on the sack, and she's watching it. Right, that's what's going on over here. So you know Vahoykanum means to hang. How do you know that? Because Vatikach Ritzpa Bas Ayah, that's the flow of the Psukim. And if Vahoykanum means to hang, the Vahoyka means to hang as well. Now the next word in the Gemara is Viksiv, but the Maseres Hashas changes the Gerus. It's not Viksiv, it's uksiv, or better. I'm sorry, it's not viksiv uksiv, it's ksiv, right? Ksiv, it says, Vayir Mashal Moshe, Kach, as said with a lot of exuberance, Kach es kol Rosh Ha'am, right? That's what the pasuk says. Take the Rosh Ha'am and hang them. Frank the Gemara, Im Ha'am Chotu, Rosh Ha'am Machotu. It's very nice that the Am sin. But what did the Rosh Ha'am do? Amar Rav Yudam Arab, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. This is what's going on in this pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe and says, Cholak Lehem Batei Dinim. Kach es kol Rosh Ha'am. They should be the Batei Dinim. They should set up a whole bunch of Bezdins, because they're going to have to go now. They're going to have to judge all these Yidin that were guilty of Baal Par, says the Gemara. My timer. Meaning, Chalak Lohem means that you should have a whole bunch of different Batei Dinim. Why do you need so many? Is the reason because there's a halacha that a Bezdin is not let a Paskin Dinei Nefashis Pamayim on the same day. So you can't issue two people to death on the same day, says the Gemara. That can't be the reason. Because that's only true for two different misas. But if it's one misa, yeah, this is all one misa. Right? This is going to be one big court case. Whether or not these chevra chayiv misa, they're not chayiv misa. So again, Hashem tells Moshe, cholak lem batei dinim. You have to have multiple courts. What do you need multiple courts for? Why do you have one court? Oh, the Teretz says, because one court can't paskin two people. A lot of people are about to die. But that's only true b'shtei misois, and this is going to be misa achas. Ella, the reason is k'deisha yashav charein af mi Yisrael. The reason was so the charein af mi Yisrael should go away, because as the pasuk says that what happened at the end. Vayemer Hashem al Moshe kaches kol Rosh Ha'am v'hoi koisam Hashem neged Hashemesh v'yashav charein af Hashem Yisrael. The idea was to make the charein af go away. So it's for that reason what you want is you want that this should happen v'shneller, because like this we want the charein af to go away. So he said set up multiple courts, multiple Sanhedrin katanas. The idea over here was Kidei sheyoshev charoim af mi Yisrael. That's what's driving this. That's what's motivating this halacha. Rashi adds a knech. Kishakadosh Baruch Hu roye shekulam asukim bedavar umekanan lechvoidai. That in and of itself. Meaning, it's also an idea of engaging more people, right? Pashup Shad is just, let's get this over with. But there's an idea that the actual amelos of having all these different batei dinim, that in and of itself is going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that will make the charoi naf go away. Moving along. Dinei mominois, goimrim, boi bayoi. So again, the Mishnah, after it said Echadine Mominus, Echadine Nefashis, because it says Mishpat Echadiyah Lachem, mentions a whole bunch of nuances and a whole bunch of nafkiminas between Dine Mominus and Dine Nefashis. One of them was, is that Dine Mominus, Goimrim Boy Bayoim, Bein Leschus, Bein Lechayfa. If you want to finish it that day, you could, and it doesn't matter what the outcome is going to be. It could be Leschus, it could be Lechayfa, that's the halacha. Dine Nefashis, Goimrim Boy Bayoim Leschus, Ubiyoim Shalachra Lechayfa. But when it comes to Dine Nefashis, if the majority, the consensus is that he's going to be Zakai, then knock it out. But if it's going to be L'chayva, then it has to be the next day. And the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, L'fichach, it's for that reason, ein donin, loy be'erev Shabbos, for loy be'erev Yontif, you can't paskin dinei nefashos on Erev Shabbos, and you can't paskin bedinei, and you can't paskin on Erev Yontif. Zakim, dinei mamnes goyim b'reviyem v'chulu. Minani mili, what's the makar to this? Mili, what's the makar? Dinei nefashos, L'chayv, can't be b'reviyem, it has to be the next day. Amrav chenine damakros. Rav chenine said, it's learned out from the following pasuk. This pasuk is from the Nevuah of Chazon Yeshayo. Eicha hoysa lezoyna, kirya nemana, milesi mishpat, tzedek yolimba, v'ata miratzchen. So Rav Chanina said that what was Yeshayah Novi saying? He was talking about the corruption that went on in the time of the Churban. And he said once upon a time there was an inyan of tzedek yolimba. Meaning, once upon a time, there was an idea that you wouldn't give somebody dinei nefashis without doing a lina slayl on it, without sleeping on it. But now, v'ata meratzchem, meaning, Malaysi mishpat tzedek yolimba, that's the way it used to be. Oh, but that's not the way it is anymore. V'ata meratzchem, now we just kill people right away. Rava meyacha, Rava said, it's learned out from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, limdu heitev dirshu mishpat, Ashru chamoit shiftu yasaim rivu amana. This is also in the Nevuah of Chazon Yeshayo. So what does it mean? Ashru chamoit, ashru dayin shemechamit ez dinoi. That praised, ashru miloshen ashrei, ashru dayin shemechamit ez dinoi. Right, have a mesuna medin. That's the first halach in Pirkei Avos, like we've talked about so many times. That there's an inyan to be mechamit ez din. What do you mean be mechamit ez din? What you should do is, in the event that the person's guilty, wait until the other day. So we have two drashas. We have a drasha Malaysi Mishpat Tzedek Yolim Ba V'Atam Eratzchen, and then we have Ashru Chamait. So the Gemara now is going to say, okay, the one that Darsha Malaysi Mishpat, what is it with Ashru Chamait? And if you hold Ashru Chamait, what do you do with Malaysi Mishpat? Says one, V'idach, the man that doesn't Darsha Ashru Chamait. What does he do with that pasuk? So he learns Ashru Chamait V'loi Chamait. The pasuk is saying something else. Yeshayah Navi was saying that really in a situation of a din Torah, you're supposed to have rachmanis on the chamutz, not on the chaymetz. The chamutz is the nizik, the chaymetz is the masik, right? The nigzal and the gazlan. But here it was fakert. But the point is, actual chamutz. Praise is someone that looks out for the chamutz and not for the chaymetz. What does he do with the first drasha? Malaysi mishpat. Okay, the Rabbi Lazar. It's coming to teach you some Rabbi Lazar. Dam Rabbi Lazar. Am Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol tainis shemalinim bayas at tzedakah. Any tainis where they don't give tzedakah to the aniyim at the conclusion of the tainis, but the malinim, they give it the next day. Kilu shayfich damim. It's as if you were shayfich damim. Shenema, the pasuk says malesi mishpat tzedek yolimba v'atam eratzchem. That in the event that the tzedakah is yolimba, you're going to have the tzedakah, you wait until the next day, atam ratzchem. Now the background to this chazal is really a gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, where the gemara says that agra de tanesa is the tzedakah. Right? They used to give tzedakah on a yom tainis. Tzedakah was a big part of a tainis. So it's hard to visualize what a tainis was once upon a time. But one big difference is today you don't associate a tainis with tzedakah. Once upon a time, there was a very strong association. And the idea was to collect the money and give it to the armalai. So by the osfas, they'll have what to eat. And this is what Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak was saying. The kol tainis, where they raise the money, because that's like aleph base, that's what they used to do. Of the shemelinim bayasat tzedakah. They wouldn't give it right away, but they would wait until the next day. It's ki'ilu shoyfich damim, that's the hisofa v'atam eratzim. But the Gemara says, you have to read the fine print, v'hani mili b'riftu v'tamri. This is only true if they collected food. So if they collect bread or tamri or dates, avu bezuzi chiti v'sairi. Let's say that tzedakah that was collected was either cash, right? It's money, or it's chitim and tzairin. Last one, you don't have to worry about it. Meaning, if you have food that's ready to go, you have takeout food, mamish, it's ready to be eaten. So then you give it to the armalite at the osfas like this. They're not going to be starving until the next morning. But let's say you collected money anyways. Now the money will not be converted into food that night. We have chitin and tzairin that you have to go through the whole lametes malachis in order to make a roi lachilo. So anyways, they're not eating it that night. So this is anyways negated for the future. So if you wait until the next morning to distribute it, I hear it's not the atam eratzchen. It's the reason makdim l'mitzvahs maybe, of the atam eratzchen that already it's not going to be. Either way, l'ficha chen donav v'chol. So the Mishnah concluded and said that because dinei nefashis has to be dafkin the next day, in the event that it's going to be l'chayva. So it's for that reason what emerges is you can't pass kendine nefashis on Erev Shabbos, and you can't do it on Erev. So the Gemara says, my time. Why? Mishom, the reason is the layafsha, because it's physically not possible. Meaning, if you know all the laws of Hilchas Sanhedrin, some of which we've seen, some of which we haven't seen yet, you would realize that you're stuck. It's impossible to work this out. Because, hey, chilav, what should we do? L'dayin b'mali shabta v'ligmir l'dina b'mali shabta. Should the dayanin paskin the dina nefashas on Erev Shabbos and finish it on Erev Shabbos? Well, dum l'chaz u'tam l'chayfa, u'bon l'mevet halonas din. What happens if they decide that this person is guilty? They're going to have to wait until the next day. So, you can't just say start and finish on Erev Shabbos, because that would only work if it's l'chaz. What happens if it's l'chayf? Okay, l'dayin b'mali shabta, maybe they should paskin on Erev Shabbos v'ligmir b'shabata. Do halonas din, and do the gmar din the next day, v'liktalei b'shabata. And if you have to kill him, even kill him the next day. That's not an option, because in Ritzicha Deich HaShabbos, as we're about to see, Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos. Okay, V'liktalei L'orta, maybe Paskin Erev Shabbos, if he's Zakai good, if he's guilty, you'll do the Gemara Din on Shabbos, and then you'll kill him, not on Shabbos, because Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos. When we say Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos, it means Misa's Bezdin is not Deich HaShabbos, but instead you're going to kill him on Matzah Shabbos. But Neged HaShemesh Bino, we just said, V'hoikoyis of Neged HaShemesh, it has to be done during the day. Okay, so V'ligmei L'dina B'Shabbat. Do it Erev Shabbos. Again, if he's Zakai, he's Zakai. If not, you'll do it the next day. And the Gemara Din will be the next day. You won't kill him on Shabbos, because Pesach's not like Shabbos. You won't kill him on Matzah Shabbos, because Mises Bezin can never be at night. But we'll play B'chav Shabbat on Sunday. Perfect. Sunday morning, this person will be killed. Oh, but the Gemara says that that's also not an option, because Nimsa Atama Anez Dinoi. Because it's going to come out that this person is going to be on death row for a day. Jews were never put on death row. And the reason is because of the Inu Yadin, because of the Tsar, right? Today in federal court, the person can be on death row for 20 years. But in Halacha, it was not like that. In Halacha, there's something called Inu Yadin, and as a result, they would never go ahead and let the person know that he's going to be executed and schlep out. The minute they knew he was going to be executed, they killed him. That's what they did. But you're not going to schlep it out. So you're going to do the Gemara Din on Shabbos and kill him on Sunday. There's a problem of Inu Yadin. One more choice. Nedayni b'mali Shabbat. Maybe go and paskin Erev Shabbos. If it's l'schus gevaldik, if they feel that it's l'choif, then push it off not until Shabbos, push it off until Sunday. Meaning, do the Gemar Din on Sunday. Sunday morning, come back, everyone's fresh, new week. You'll do the Masa Matan again, you'll do the Gemar Din. You have to kill him, you'll kill him right away. V'nigrei b'chavet Shabbat. But the Gemara says it's not an option. You know why? Because minchi tamayo. Because we're afraid maybe the Oyum is going to forget the Svar. You have a good Svar on Friday, by Shabbos, by Sunday, right? After a Shabbos, you might not remember it. So, and the Gemara adds a connection. Ah, Falgaf, even though we know the Shane Sefer Dayanim, by Mulufnei, Bekoysim, Devarim, Zakhri, Devarim, Mechayvin, even though the Sefer Dayanim, the court stenographers used to transcribe everything that was going on. So, you're not going to forget. It's impossible you're going to forget. There's a transcript of every word, everything a person said in court they had. Of a Zakhri Gemara, Nehi, the Bepuma Kasvin. It's true. What you said, you'll know. A Beliba de Inchi, Inchi. This is a pun, Rashi says. Liba de Inchi, Inchi. Because what's in the heart of man, that's what inchi means. Inchi, a person will forget. That's what inchi means. So, the inchi means of man, inchi means he's going to forget. The two inchis are not the same thing, not the same people. But anyways, nehide bepuma kasvin, a beliba de inchi. Inchi, it's for that reason, it's napa. So, once you know that you need to do a lina slina for a psak din l'chayv, it knocks out the ability to paskin on an Erev Shabbos, and it knocks out the ability to paskin for an Erev Yantav. Either way, the Gemara now is going to take a little bit of a detour. It's going to be one cheshbon that's going to take us about 10 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph. So it's a longish, right? Feels like we have another half a Amid or half a Daf to go. Yes or no? Because really it's one long cheshbon. And the background to this cheshbon is going to be one prat that emerged from this Gemara. It's very pertinent. It's not really a digression. But what emerged from the Mishnah that you don't paskin dinei nefashos and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontav is that Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos. And the question is why, and some other nafkiminas that may emanate from this inyan that Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos. Zok to Gemara. Amalei Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yechanan. Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yechanan, v'tei kfuras meis mitzvah Deich HaShabbos mikal v'chaymer. I think kfuras meis mitzvah should be Deich HaShabbos mikal v'chaymer. Now, first glance, it sounds like, what does this have to do with anything we're talking about? So, Shanema, we're going to say. But it starts off like mamish. almost completely unrelated to what we're talking about. Reish Lakish turns to Rabbi Yochanan, right? No surprise. V'tei kfuras meis mitzvah, doiche Shabbos b'kal v'chem. I want to say chiddush. I think kfuras meis mitzvah should be doiche Shabbos. So again, the premise of this question is that kfuras meis mitzvah is not doiche Shabbos. And Reish Lakish tells Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know why. I have a kal v'chemer that suggests that it should. Okay, what's the kal v'chemer? So let's just speak out the kal v'chemer b'al peh. Avodah is doiche Shabbos. Right? There was avodah done in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, even though it involved Melech HaShabbos. Shechita involved Melech HaShabbos Kemuvin. Haktara involved Melech HaShabbos. So, for sure, there's Melech HaShabbos that was involved in avodah, stating that avodah was Doich HaShabbos. So we know avodah is Doich HaShabbos. We also know Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Doich HaAvodah. What's the makar to that? La'choisai. Very oft-mentioned drosha in Shas. If that's true, then Kfuras Meis Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos as well, right? It's a simple Kal V'chomer, that's the Kal V'chomer Baal Peh. Avoid this Deicha Shabbos that everybody knows. Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Avoida Ula Choysai, so we sort of should, everyone should know that. And if that's the case, says Reish Lakish, it's a back of the envelope, Kal V'chomer, that Kfuras Meis Mitzvah should also be Deicha Shabbos, yet it's not. And this is Reish Lakish's Grois Akashe, says the Gemara Nachal, it's in Dritten. Amalei Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, who take Kfuras Meis Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos, mi Kal V'chomer, what's the Kal V'chomer? Ma Avoida, she Deicha Shabbos, Kfuras Meis Mitzvah Deicha Isa, ma Deicha Avoida, which is Deicha Shabbos. We know Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Deicha It, and how do we know that? Mi V'la Choysoi, what's La Choysoi? A digression, Kedetanya, Lo Abavu, Lo Imei, Lo Achiv, U La Choysoi, so this is talking about the Nazar. Ma Tamo Loimer, why does the Pasuk have to say all this? So again, a Nazar we know is not allowed to be Metama, to a mace, he's even not allowed to be metama to a carve. He's treated literally like a kohen gadol. The reason says lachoyse is as follows. Because what would be if someone, and Rashi, by the way, brings the longer version of this chazal, this person was a kohen gadol, and he was a nazir. Again, that's neither here nor there for what we need. But this hare, this person, was a kohen gadol nazir, and he was hoylech lishchetes pischay. And the lama lesbenai, he was going to be in the carbon pesach, or he's going to do bris milah for his son. And then he heard that a mace died. Yachol, you would have thought yitama that maybe he should be me tama to this mace, this carv of his. Amrit lo yitama. No, the Torah says he's not be mitama. Yachol, you would think shem shem mitama la choisai. He can't be mitama to this carv, such as his sister. Kach in mitama the mace mitzvah. So too, he can't be mitama to his mitzvah. Talmud loymar ula choisai. And we learn from here la choisai who the ena mitama. Right, it's an extra word to teach me. Davka la choisai can't be mitama. Av mitama the mace mitzvah. But if he wants to be mitama to mace mitzvah, he could. So this is the makar that mace mitzvah is doicha avoida. Because you see, this is someone that's going to do the avoida, bring a carbon pesach, and afilu hachi, he's mitama to meis mitzvah. So you see, meis mitzvah is doicha avoida. If that's the case, Shabbos, shenitcha mipnei avoida. Shabbos, which everyone knows, you know, a source for that, everyone knows Shabbos, shenitcha avoida, ain't it in to take furis mitzvah to doicha isa. Sincerely, furis meis mitzvah should be doicha. So again, what's the short version? We said it in the precap. Now we'll say it in the recap. Reish Lakish tells Rabbi Yochanan, I know Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is not Doicha Shabbos. So with all the gewaldige kites of Kfuras Meis Mitzvah, it's not Doicha Shabbos. That it doesn't. No. And he says, I understand. Based on a Kal V'chomer, just a simple Kal V'chomer, the first of the 13 Midrash, Atayin Midrash, I think Kfuras Meis Mitzvah should be Doicha Shabbos. Why? Because we know Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoid, and we know Avoid is Doicha Shabbos. So this is Shibut Duram Nasim. If Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoida, and Avoida is Doicha Shabbos, so Kfuras Meis Mitzvah should be Doicha Shabbos. Amalei told him back, I hear the Kal V'chomer, but there's a pircha on the Kal V'chomer. Ritzicha toichiyach, shne Doicha so Avoida, ve'ina Doicha sa Shabbos. Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida. So what does it mean, Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida? It means if you have a Kohen that's doing the Avoida, and then all of a sudden we realize that this Kohen is Chai Mises Bezen. Bezen would go, and they would literally pluck him away from the Mizbeach. They would literally take him away from the Mizbeach in Mitten Davoida, and they would go ahead and they would kill him. So Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida, yet Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos. And based on the logic of your Kal V'chomer, if Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida, and Avoida is Doicha Shabbos, then certainly Ritzicha should be Doicha Shabbos, yet it's not. So you're asking me a kasha. At the end of the day, there's a pircha on the Kal V'chomer. Fake the Gemara, Ritzicha, Gufa, Titcha, Esa Shabbos, or Gufa Kasha, right? I ask you a kasha, and you're basically responding with another kasha. Fake the Gemara, other rabbi. I think the Kal V'chomer is a very compelling Kal V'chomer. And if Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida, then it should be Doicha Kal V'chomer. Shabbos, mi kavuchayim, based on the same kavuchayim. Ma avoyde shedoyche sa Shabbos, ritzicha doyche iso. Ma the chavoyde which is doyche Shabbos, ritzicha doyche. And how do you know ritzicha doyche avoyde shem, as the pasuk says, mi mizbechita chachanu lamos. Shabbos shenitcha mipnei avoyde eno din shetei ritzicha doyche iso. Meaning, other rabbi, I think ritzicha should be doyche Shabbos. Amar Rava, Rava said, far poska tonet v'rabbi Shmuel. No, there's a pasuk, there's a makar, there's a source. This was already put to bed by tonet v'rabbi Shmuel. Tonet v'rabbi Shmuel. It says in the Lois of Aroish, b'chol moish So we know the Lamatas Malachas are not mentioned before in the Torah. How do we know the Lamatas Malachas? Any Malacha that was considered Malacha Chshuv and Laksa Mishkan, that's something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Stating that there is one Malacha, maybe others, but for sure one Malacha that's mentioned Rochel Bitcha Akhtana in the Torah. So in the Yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel, they asked Matam Aleim, why the Torah single out Leisavaru Eish B'chom Moish Veseichem B'yom HaShabbos? So the Gemara says, 1 second, Matam Aleim, everyone knows the answer to this. These are some famous Gemaras here. Either Rabbi Yosef Lelav Yotzes, either Rabbi Nasan Lechalik Yotzes. Rabbi Yosef said the reason the Torah singled out Leisavaru Eish B'chom Moish Veseichem is to teach me that if someone's over Leisavaru Eish, you light a fire on Shabbos, you get a lav. It's not the regular chumra of Chil Shabbos. And Rav Nosson said it's lechalik. It's coming to teach me that if someone does multiple melachos of Shabbos b'shoigig, b'helam echad, you would have to bring a separate chatos for each one of the melachos that you did. Kedetanya, what's the makar to this machlokes Rav Yosi and Rav Nosson? It's the following brisa. Havar lelav yotzes to Rav Yosi. Rav Nosson, I'm a lechalik yotzes. Elam ha-Rava. So Rava said that what was Tanit v'Rav Yishmol bothered with when they said matal mabloim lai savaru esh, they didn't mean why did they write the lava lai savaru esh? This is zil kari be rav. This is something that everybody knows, right? The tonight should base rabbim know the answer to that question. Elo amar rava, what the tana was bothered with was something else. Tana moishav is kashale. The Torah said lai savaru esh b'chom moish veisechem yev shabbos. What does it mean b'chom moish veisechem? Moishav is matal mabloim. What's the point of saying moishav is? Meaning, what does moish veisechem mean? Wherever you live, b'chom mochem yishehem, you could be in galus. Doesn't matter where you are. There's a lav of loisavaru esh b'chol moish veisechem. Shabbos chayves agufi. Shabbos is a chayves aguf. V'chayves aguf noy heges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. And a chayves aguf we know is noyeg say in Eretz Yisrael and say in chutz la'aretz. So if that's the case, moish shav is the kas of rachman olam ali. So what would be the point in saying moish shav is? Of course it's b'chol moish veisechem. What's in noygeya? It's mishum Rabbi Shmuel or ma talmud echad. Said it was a talmud that said over the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Future and it says in the Torah kibbe ish chet mishpat maves v'humas. That if somebody's chayv misa v'humas, Bezin gives a misa shmei. And based on this pasuk, I would know bein v'chol bein v'shabbos. That Bezin should kill a person say in Shabbos say in chutz. V'amani mekayim mechalam moish humas. It says in the Torah, Mechal Moisumas, right? Meaning, if you're going to kill somebody on Shabbos, on some level, you're being Mechal Shabbos right now. Like, taking somebody's life is one of the Lamatas Malach. Can't kill someone ever. But if you kill someone on Shabbos, it's, right, an extra problem. You're not allowed to do that, right? Sheichet is one of Lamatas Malach's and Tilos Neshama. That's not something you're allowed to do. Okay, so if you would be allowed to kill someone on Shabbos, Bezdin that is, what would Mechal Moisumas mean? Bishar Malach is Chutz Mimisa as Bezdin. It means, yeah, any person that's Mechal Shabbos is Moisumas. Abinish Bezdin. Oh, yeah, no, maybe not. Allah. Maybe even Bezin is not allowed to kill. So what does the pasuk mean when it says Bezin, if they have to kill someone, they should kill him? It means do it during the week, not on Shabbos. Oh, yeah, or maybe even on Shabbos. Oh, this is what the Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel was coming to address. It says leisavaru esh b'chol moish v'yseichem. Emphasis on moish v'yseichem. Ulahalon uaymer. It says v'hoya elo lechem lechukas mishpat l'doy roiseichem b'chol moish v'yseichem. And that pasuk is talking about bezdin. So ma moish shavis amr lahalon bezdin af moish shavis amr kan bezdin. The word moish v'yseichem is just another way of saying bezdin. And what does the Torah say? If amr achmano leisavaru esh b'chol moish v'yseichem, then even bezdin is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. But the bottom line is that pshat in this brisa of Tanav Rabbi Shmuel Leisavaru Esh Matam Loimar wasn't coming to address why it says Leisavaru Esh? That's Ila Lav Yotzes or Lechalik Yotzes. It's coming to address Moish Veisechem. That word seems to be extra. Chavis Aguf, of course, is Bechol Moish Veisechem. It's coming to teach me that even Bezdin has a lab of Leisavaru Esh Bechol Moish Veisechem B'yom HaShabbos. Why did we mention all this? Because Gemara had a kasha. Gemara's kasha was that Ritzicha should be Doicha Shabbos Mikal V'Chomer, because Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida, and Avoida is Doicha Shabbos. So based on Kal V'Chomer, Ritzicha should certainly be Doicha Shabbos. The Teretz is, you're right, based on the logic of the Kal V'Chomer, as we darf to zayn, aber l'maisa kvar poska tonit v'Rabbi Shmuel, it says Moish V'Seichem, and based on this pasuk, we know that Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos. If you, just to put the ribbon on the flow of the Gemara. Rish Lakish had asked Rabbi Yochanan that Kfuras Beis Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos, because if Kfuras Beis Mitzvah is Deicha Avoida, and Avoida is Deicha Shabbos, then certainly Kfuras Beis Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos. What's the answer to that? Ritzicha Teichiach. The Kash was Ritzicha Gufa, that's not an option. Kfar Poska Tonid Rabbi Shmuel. So once you have the Kfar Poska Tonid Rabbi Shmuel, you answer both Kashas. You answer why Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, and you also answer why Kfuras Beis Mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos. You answer why Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. Of course, there's a drasha to Alzeon Udonin, but you also answer why Kfuras Beis Mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos, because although there is a Kalva Chaimah that would argue that Kfuras Beis Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos, but once you know Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, then Ritzicha Teichiach, and that's going to be the answer to that question. But we're not finished. Omer Abaye, one last leg. Abaye said, Hash, Damit in Ritzicha Deicha Nasa Shabbos. Now that you said that Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, Kfar Posko, Tonid Rabbi Shmuel, B'chom Moish Veisechem, right? That's not negotiable. That is the way it is. Ein ritzicha doicha savoida mekal v'chaymer. I think ritzicha also shouldn't be doicha avoida. I mean, now, said Abaye, I think we have to flip the kal v'chaymer. Because if ritzicha is not doicha Shabbos, which is less chomer than avoida, so then I think there's just no option. You have to say that ritzicha is not, can't be that ritzicha is doicha avoida and ritzicha is not doicha Shabbos. Because we know that Avoida is Deicha Shabbos. And we know that Ritzicha is Deicha Avoida, because we know Avoida is Deicha Shabbos, right? So the only Eitzer really to make this work would be as if you say that just like Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, Ritzicha is also not Deicha Avoida. So we're taking for a given, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachenu Lamos, that Ritzicha is Deicha Avoida. Abaye says, I don't think it can work. Because if you... We know for sure Avoid is Deicha Shabbos. That's the whole title. And we know Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. So if that's the case, I think Ritzicha can't be Deicha Avoid. Now it says in Mizbechi Techenel Amos, Abaye is about to address that. Give him a second. But Omer Abaye, Hashto da Amrit Ein Ritzicha Deicha Es HaShabbos Ein Ritzicha Deicha Avoid Mekal V'chay Ma HaShabbos Shenitchis Mepnei Avoid Ein Ritzicha Deicha Oysa Sa Avoid Shi Deicha Es HaShabbos Ein Oidin Shlo Itei Ritzicha Deicha Oysa Elo Hodich Sin Mizbechi Techenel Amos Aita Pos in the Torah, who the carbon yachid, the loyd dochi Shabbos. Maybe that pasuk is talking about a carbon yachid. So if you have a kohen that's in the middle doing a carbon yachid, then the kohen, if we find out that he's chayim misa, pull him away from the mizbeach. Me'im mizbechi tochen olamus, because ritzicha is going to be doicha the avoid of the carbon yachid. But if he's doing a carbon tzibur, not. Now, why does it change anything? Because this that avoid is doicha Shabbos is only the avoid of a carbon tzibur. The avoid of a carbon yachid is not doicha Shabbos. So the whole source that avoid is doicha Shabbos is not from the carbon tzibur. So it says Abaye to me, if you want to make everything work, instead of saying that there's a whole bunch of gzeres hakasevs, it is what it is. No, I think there's a way to make this klap. I think what we should say is that you're right, Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. Avoida is for sure Deicha Shabbos, but at the same time, I think Ritzicha should not be Deicha Avoida. Either Pasuk says Ritzicha is Deicha Avoida, the Avoida that Ritzicha is Deicha is going to be the Avoida that's not Deicha Shabbos, which is the Avoida of a carbon yachid, as opposed to the Avoida of a carbon tzibur, they're not. So this was Abaye's Einfall. Right? He meant it. Amar Abaye, hash t'damet, ein ritzicha doichas ha-shabes, ein ritzicha doichas ha-voida b'kal v'chaim. I don't think it's even b'losh and bitmiyo. Abaye is dining. V'chaira, so he daf tzazayin. Amar Rava, so Rava heard what Abaye said, and Rava said, it's not going to work. Why? Because loy tehe ritzicha doicha karbin yachid b'kal v'chaim. Just like you're saying that ritzicha should not be able to be doicha the avoid of a karbin tzibur. Why? Based on this Kal V'chaymer that we just said, because if it's not Deicha Shabbos, then Kal V'chaymer shouldn't be able to be Deicha Avoida. It is Deicha Avoida, it's going to be the Avoida of a Karbin Yachid. Just like you have a Kal V'chaymer that's forcing you to say that Ritzicha should not be able to be Deicha Avoida of a Karbin Tzibur, I'm going to pull out of my pocket another Kal V'chaymer that's going to equally force you to say that Ritzicha shouldn't be able to be Deicha Avoida of a Karbin Yachid. Again, till now, what's the Kal V'chaymer? The Kal V'chaymer is, we know Avoida is more than Shabbos. So based on that, Ritzicha, if it can't be Deicha Shabbos, certainly shouldn't be able to be Deicha Avoida. Right? The building block is that Avoida is Deicha Shabbos, and that's where everything is flowing from. Which Avoida is Deicha Shabbos? The Avoida of a Karbon Tzibur. So there's wiggle room to say that maybe there's a chilek between the Avoida of a Karbon Tzibur and the Karbon Yachid. That's true if you're working with the building block of Avoida being Deicha Shabbos. But there is another Nakuda, and that is Avoida being Deicha Yontif. And when it comes to Yontif, there it's a little bit different. Because although on Shabbos, only a carbon tzibur is Deicha Shabbos, Karban Yach is not Eichel Shabbos. But on Yontif, there is a man da'amar anyways that holds Nidarim and Nidav is craving the Yontif. And if that's the case, it could be even a Karban Yachid could be Da'icha Yontif. Now, that's Poshet, that Ritzicha, that's not Da'icha Shabbos, is also not Da'icha Yontif. So if that's the case, says Rava, till now we're only Cheshbening Shabbos. Let's Cheshben Yachid, and it's going to happen, it's Cheshben Yontif, and it's going to happen Nafgemina as it relates to Karban Yachid, and it's going to knock that Abayas Chab. So again, Amar Rava, it's a little tricky this Gemara. Like, Pehe Ritzicha, Da'icha Karban Yachid, Ritzicha should not be able to be done. No, there's Abayas coming out that one. That Ritzicha, that's Doicha Avoida, it's only the Avoida of a Karban Yachid, not the Avoida of a Karban Tzibur. Zokt Rava, based on all your logic, that shouldn't be a true statement either. Like, Tei Ritznicha Doicha Karban Yachid Mikal Vachem. How so? Ma Yontif, Shenitcha Mipnei Karban Yachid, Ein Ritznicha Doicha Yisai. Ma Yontif, that's Nitcha Mipnei Karban Yachid, Ritznicha is not Doicha. So Karban Yachid, Shu Doicha Sayontif, Ein Adin Shloi Tei Ritznicha Doicha Yisai. Again, it's the same exact Kal Vachemer, but it's Yontif, it's not Shabbos, and the Nafkimina is that it's going to be true for Karban Yachid as well. Because again, Ritzicha is not Doicha Yontif, yet Avoida of even a Karban Yachid is, yeah, Doicha Yontif. So if that's the case, then Ritzicha of should not be able to be doicha, even the avoida of a carbon yacht. Now the Gemara says, "Ha nicha, this is only a kash al mandam in a dar medar mekrevis." Now forget, this is not a kash if you hold that in a dar medar is kreviv yacht. If you hold a carbon yacht, it can't be brought on yacht. If the yacht of a Shabbos a mamish hasein, el the mandam in dar medar mekrevis be yacht. If my yikel meimar, then it's not going to work. El my rava, so rava said that Abaya, I hear everything that you're saying, but at the end of the day, loy mi boy le mandam in a dar medar is kreviv be yacht. That's poshut. If you hold the dar medar mekrevis be yacht, the haloy mis. Right? Based on everything that we're saying, there'd be no way to make Me'im Mizbechi work if you wanted to shtim with all the Kal V'chaymers. And what would you have to say? You would have to say that even though it doesn't shtim with the mid of Kal V'chaymer, but at the end of the day, it's Gzeiras HaKasev, that this is the way it is. El Afilu, the Mandam and the Dharma and Davis ain't craving Beyantiv. But even according to the Mandam that holds, the Dharma and the Davis are not craving Beyantiv, which would then knock out Rova's kasha on Abaya, which would allow Abaya's pshat, which is that maybe Me'im Mizbechi is only true for Karban Yochid, not for Karban Tzibur, but it's still not going to be true. Meaning, Rova's saying like this, if you hold Nidarm and Nidavas HaKrevim B'yantiv, then for sure what you're saying is not Oiska Halten, because you address the Kal V'chaymer from Shabbos, but you're not addressing the Kal V'chaymer from Yontif. But I'd rather hold Memonav Shach. Even if you want to say Hon Nichal the Mandama in the Dharma Davis Kraven Beyantiv, even according to that Mandama, it's still not a tiny. You know why? Because what does the Pasuk say? It says Me'im Mizbechi, and Mizbechi means Mizbechi HaMeyuchad Li. It means the carbon that's Meyuchad to me. My Neil, what's the carbon that's Meyuchad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is the carbon Tamid, V'amerachmona Mizbechi Mitachen Olamos. They take away even from the carbon Tamid, and the carbon Tamid was a carbon Tzibur, not a carbon Yochid. And if that's the case, it's the Furish in the Torah. That what? That Ritzichas Doicha, the carbon Tzibur, even though it's not Doicha Shabbos, and even though the carbon tzibur is Doicha Shabbos, it is what it is. It's Xeris HaKasav. It's very nice you wanted to come out just to make all the Kal V'chaymers clap and the Xeris HaKasav shtim. And we shouldn't end up with some big Chiddush Lalach over here. Maybe Be'im Mizbech Techen Olamos is only true for carbon Yochid, it's not true for carbon Tzibur. Says Rava, Shtei Tshuvas B'davar. If you hold the Dharma and Davis craving beyond, it's not going to work. It's the same Kal V'chaymer that's telling you that there's no Me'im Mizbech Techen Olamos by a carbon Tzibur is going to be true for a carbon yachid, albeit not from Shabbos to Kal V'chaymer, but from Yontif. And even if you hold that, ain't nedarim nedarvis, I'm not craving the Yontif, but at the end of the day, stamazoid, meaning, Rav is saying, if you hold like that, then whatever, we don't even have to have this conversation. But even if you don't hold like that, lamais, it's not oiskaltim, because it says mizbechi, mizbechi means the carbon that's miyuchid li, umay niyu, the carbon tamid, and mean that the carbon tamid is what's miyuchid li, it's mefurish in the pasuk, that it could be doicha, even what? Even the carbon tzibur. So as it relates to rate, exhale. So just two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, so the last part of the daf discussed the idea that ritzicha is not doicha shabbos. It's not doicha yantiv either. But ritzicha is not doicha shabbos, the meaning. So there would have been a havamina that bezin could give somebody misas bezin on Shabbos. Kamash malon, that ritzicha is not doicha shabbos. The truth is that this idea that Bezdin can't give somebody Misas Bezdin on Shabbos is one of the Tayag mitzvahs. It's mitzvah Kuf Yud Dalet in the Mispar of the Sefer HaChinuch. Shalayasu Bezdin Mishpat Moves B'Shabbos. Bezdin is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. The Michas Chinuch in mitzvah Kuf Yud Dalet, he asks Akasha that he blives Sorech Iyanon. And that is that L'chura, if you go through the Sefer HaChinuch, it sounds like there's a special lav. Bez is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. He says, I learned the sugya. The sugya is in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Hey. It's also Masech Tisivam, Mistavov, and the sugya is of Asei Daicholoi Sasei. And L'chura, what seemed to emerge from the sugya is that the reason Bez is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos is because Mechal Olei Amos Yumas. Now, there would have been a Havamina that maybe Bezin is allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. But Kamash Malan, at the end of the day, no, it's Chilul Shabbos. Kfar Poska, Tonet Ver Rabbi Shmo. But the way I learned the Sugi, said the Mechas Chinuch, and I think it's the way everybody learns the Gemara, that the Kfar Poska, Tonet Ver Rabbi Shmo is Mer Nisht, a Gilui Milso, that if Bezin goes and Bezin kills somebody on Shabbos, that'd be Mechal Shabbos no differently than if anyone else goes and he's Mechal Shabbos. So if that's the case, Frank the Mechas Chinuch, why is this a separate mitzvah? In the mitzvah of 613, mitzvah 114 is that Shalayasu bez the mitzvah mavis b'shabes. L'chayra, the drush of Kfar Poska, Tanav Rabbi Shmuel, is just a gilui that when it says in the Torah, it can't be b'chal Shabbos, Moshvay Seichem is the rabbi. It's not a special lab, right? There was no special. That's the way you learn the pasuk. Loisavar Reish b'chom Loish b'seichem b'yem Hashav is a special lav for Bezin. Nama Loisavar Reish is true. Loisavar Reish l'chalik yotzes l'lav yotzes. Moish v'seichem is a gilui that this is true even for Bezin, and that's megala for all Mises Bezin that Bezin not allowed to kill somebody. But if that's the case, why would it be a separate loisase? L'chura after the sugya, all we say is that Bezin is not an exception to the rule. Okay, so Bezin's included, the part and parcel of the regular iser. Why then is there a separate lav for Bezin not to give somebody mishpat mavis? This is the Minchas Chinuch's kasha, and the Minchas Chinuch blives tzorich in on this kasha. That Minezer in a tshuva, and this is in Eirachayim, it's Simin Reish Chof Ches. He's very mayrich in this lav. And he says that if you look in the Rishonim, it's clear that there's some nuance as it relates to this lois hasei. The Rambam, when he brings the lav, and this is in Hilchah Shabbos, in Peruchav Dalet, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says as follows, Ein oinshin b'Shabbos. Bezin cannot punish somebody on Shabbos. Afal pi sheho oinish mitzvah saseh. And even though the oinish is a mitzvah saseh, ein e doicha Shabbos. It's not doicha Shabbos. Ketzan, harishan is chayiv b'Bezin Malkus. If somebody was chayiv Malkus in Bezin, oi miso, ein malkin oisoi, ve'im a miso noisa b'Shabbos. Shenema lo yisavaru eish b'chom loish v'yseichem b'yayim ha-Shabbos. Zu azoru lo Bezin, she lo yisrifu b'Shabbos mishan is chayiv sreifo, v'hu adin lo shara oinshin. Says the Avnei Nezer, even though the pos is talking about a regular fleish gechil Shabbos. It's talking about lighting a fire, which in the context of Bezdin, right, which oinish of Bezdin involves lighting a fire, Sreifa, right, it's one of the Avraham Yisrael's Bezdin, but it's mavur clearly that it's not only true for that. The Rambam's lashon is v'hu adin l'shar oinshin. Rambam gives an example of Malkus, but really this is true for all oinshin. In other words, it's mavur in the Rambam that the iser for Bezdin to punish somebody on Shabbos is not only Misas Bezdin. It's not only when it's Chil Shabbos. It's true you can't even give Malkus. Now if somebody gives somebody Malkus, is that Chil Shabbos? So, we know Malkus is related to Misa, Asir Retzeach Retzeach, right? That's come up a lot in the Dafin in the beginning of Sanhedrin. If there's a Chabura, right? We spoke about Malbim Pnei Chavei Berabim, V'Niklo Chicha Be'Nechel, from the Friyadig Machzer, right? There's different Ha'oras that you can suggest. Aber Kepshutai, if someone gives somebody Malkus, he's not being Mechal Shabbos, right? Where's the Chil Shabbos? As long as it doesn't bleed and you do it in the right way, it's not a psikresha, it's a davar shenem eschavim probably, so why would it be a chil Shabbos? But Afal Pikin, the Rambam says mefurish, that included in this iser is hu adin shara oinshin. Meaning, even though it says it b'negei a chil Shabbos, loisavar reish b'chom moish v'seicha b'yayim ha-Shabbos, but it's lav dafka. Davni Neza says that if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Yudalit, he says even a bigger chiddush. The Chinuch says, at the very end, v'noi heges mitzvah zu b'zman habayis b'schor. Shehim Bali Amishpat. V'chayovim lihizor lebal yasudim emish. Right? Obviously, it's only gay when there was mishpat, and it's only gay as scharim. They were fit to be on a bezin. Vim avru, says the chinuch, if they violated this, vitzivu, and they commanded somebody, lisroif ber yob Shabbos, to go burn somebody on Shabbos, avru alav zeh, they're going to be over on this law. So if bezin would go command, tell someone, go ahead and do this, bezin's over the law. Freik davni nezer, if bezin tells someone to do it, bezin's over the law, how's bezin over the law? First of all, in shlich advar aver, but besides, they were mechal Shabbos, they didn't do anything. Says the Aminez, it's clear, because the aside of this Izzer is, what? The aside of this is not, don't be Michal Shabbos, we know that already. The aside of this is, you can't be Manish on Shabbos. And including in being Manish on Shabbos, don't even administer it. Don't even go ahead and sanction it and tell someone else to do it. Because if Bezdin goes and says, signs off on something, it's as if Bezdin now issued the punishment. And that's all included in this Isser. In other words, Avni Nezer says, I'm seeing from the Rishonim that the Rishonim understood that this Isser of Shalayasu Bezdin Mishpan Mavis B'Shabbos is not only true when they're being Michal Shabbos. As if to say, Kfar Poskar Tonit V'Rabbi Shmuel in the word Moish V'Seichem, that Chil Shabbos is true even for Bezdin. There's a whole new Isser over here. There's an Isser you're not allowed to punish a yid on Shabbos. That is the Isser. The Rambam says it's true by Sreifa, that's the Ikra Pasek. It's true for Malchus. Says the Rambam. And the Chinuch, you see it so clearly because you don't even do anything over here. And still you're going to be over the lav. If the lav is the Chil Shabbos, who was Mechal Shabbos? Because you told someone to do it, etc., etc. The Teretz is because the Isser is to go ahead and offer a punishment. And Zokta Avni Nezer, if you're not convinced, if you're still not 100% sure, he says, take a look at what the Sefer HaChinuch writes in the Shorish HaMitzvah. And this is mamash a beautiful Shorish HaMitzvah, right? So we know in the Chinuch, every Chinuch is set up the same way. Introduces the mitzvah, tells you the dinim of the mitzvah, and then he tells you the Shorish HaMitzvah. Right? Then at the end he says, okay, Scharim, the Kevitz, Manazeh, Nazmanazeh, right? All those pratim. But the bottom line is, when the Chinuch talks about the Shorish of this mitzvah, he says like this, Mishroshei HaMitzvah, Sherotza Hashem Yisbarach, Lechabit HaYom HaZeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to honor the day of Shabbos. Sheimotzu boi menucha hakoel. That everybody should rest on Shabbos. Gam hachoytim v'chayovim. Even people that are choytim and even people that are chayiv. Moshe l'melech gadol. Shekoru b'nei ha-medino yoyim echol esudo. She'enoi moineya ha-pesach mikol odom. Everyone's invited. When the king wants to make a big party, he invites everybody. V'achayoyim ha-suda yasa mishpat. Kein ha-dover hazeh. She'ashem Baruch Hu tzivonu l'kade. The side of Shalom Yasu Bez and Mishma Mavis B'Shabbos is because everybody deserves to rest on Shabbos, even the Chayta, even the person that's Chayiv, and that's why we don't punish on Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Chil Shabbos. It's not the Isser. The Isser is not Chil Shabbos. For that, we have Lamates Malachis. It's a new Isser. It's an Isser Shalayasu Bezdin Mishma Mavis B'Shabbos. And the Yisoid HaDavar is because even the Chayte and even the Chayev deserves a day of rest. On this one day, even he's a Melech. This is the way it is. And it's for that reason, there's this new Isser. It's talking not Mesuyim Davkas, the situations of Chil Shabbos. It's true for Malkus, who had the Lashar Oinshin. Even if you only mitzavah someone else to do it, it has nothing to do with Ein Shlichut V'Aravera, because the Isser is the fact that you're administering the punishment, and that would be true even if you didn't do it, be a dying. And Kamuvin, this Avni Nezer answers the Mechaz Chinuch's Kash. Mechaz Chinuch asks, I don't understand why you need a new mitzvah. All this Lechura is a Gilui Milsa that Bezin is included in. It's much more than that. This is a whole new lav. And based on the Gilui Milsa, it would only be true for Chil Shabbos, it wouldn't be true for Malkus, it wouldn't be true if you were Mitzvah. Look at the Chinuch and the Shayrish HaMitzvah. This is the way the Avni Nezer explains this Inyan in Simin, Reish, Chav, Ches, and Kemuvin. This answers very, very much the Kasha of the Mechaz Chinuch, and this is the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is, so the Gemara at the very, very end of the sugya, it was literally the last words of the Gemara, said that when it says in the Pasuk, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachenu Lamus, what does it mean, Mizbechi? It means Mizbechi HaMeyuchidli. What's Mizbechi HaMeyuchidli? It means the Tamid. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean that Mizbechi is the Tamid? The Mizbechi Mashma HaMeyuchidli. The word Mizbechi is Mashma HaMeyuchidli. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Hainu Tamid, Shehu Iker Kala Karbonis. The Iker of all the Karbonis is the Karbon Tamid. And it's for that reason, in the world of Mizbechi, That's going to be the Iker. The truth is, this Gemara is not the only place in Shas where the Gemara says that Zivchi or Mizbechi is referring to the Karban Tamid. It's Gemaras in elsewhere as well, and there's an idea that the Zevach HaMiyuchid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to the Karban Tamid. So just to explain it with one Neufach, and that is as follows. Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis discusses al pi nigla, sort of, because it's mostly Kabbalah, really, the inyan of tefillah. And he talks about what exactly tefillah is, what a person's approach to tefillah is supposed to be. And he says, Dvarim ha'oimdim berumay shal oilam, pun intended. Shar Beis, literally, two of the four sha'arim of Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. So Reb Chaim Volozhin, he begins as follows, just a few excerpts. Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Perek Aleph, Lahavas Hashem Elokeichem u'la'avdoi, b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. V'amru Razal Perek Amad, the Tainus, Da'beiz Amad Aleph, u'besifri, Ezei Avoyde Shabalev, Havi Oim Ezei Tefillah. Meaning, when it says, u'la'avdoi, b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem, what's u'la'avdoi referring to? It's referring to tefillah. So tefillah is supposed to be b'chol levavchem, and it's also supposed to be b'chol nafshechem. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, I'm skipping. Omnam, b'parsha zu chiddush u'chachitsha. There's a chiddush. Shegamo avoyta, he at tefillah, tzricha liyos b'chol lev u'b'chol nefesh. Meaning, what the Pasuk essentially is saying is that ula avdoi, which Chazal said is tefillah, has to be b'chol levavchem, with the ganze heart, u'b'chol nafshechem, with the ganze nefesh. And he says this is a chiddush u'chachitsha. This is a chiddush here. I would have known that, said Reb Chaim Volozhin. That tefillah has to be with the ganze hearts and with the ganze nefesh. So he explains. V'hine, ma shenema b'chol levavchem l'inyan ha-tefillah, hu poshet u'mavur kavanas ha-kosel l'beiz inyanim. It means two things. The first is obvious. What does it mean that tefillah has to be b'chol levavchem? With the whole heart, it means you have to have kavana, but that's what it means. Pirish amilois, etc., etc. I'm skipping. Vahabeis, haynu gam l'sharish miliboy b'avoydes atfilo tanuge ha'olam v'hanoisa mikol v'ka. When a person davens, he has to uproot from his heart. Chaim Volozhin is about to say you so niflin tefila. He says that when a person davens, he has to uproot from his heart all tanuge and all hanois from olam hazeh. V'achlis takel klapi ma'ila b'roim musabay yisbarach. Only thing that he should be mindful of when he's davening is the Reimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do not think for one second about any anah, any pleasure in this world. Right, it's a pella, because all you do when you daven is ask for pleasures in this world, right? Chadrush is going to get to this, and this is why this is so Yisaitis. He said, this is what Chazal meant in Yevamos Kofei Amadeus, HaMispalot Tzorch Shitein Liboy Lamaylo. This is what he means. You're only thinking about Lamaylo. You're only thinking about the Reimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Sheye Kol Koyach Liboy Meshucha, Rak lemaylo, lisanegal Hashem levad. Nothing else. Betevus atfilo. And he said that's the oimik of the chassidim arishonim that they were showing shachas koydim atfilo. What were they doing? So Pashi, you learned they were doing to just distract their minds. That was much deeper than that. It's not just to say that I don't want to be distracted. So like this, I'll be able to think Baruch means and Atam means and Hashem means. It was much more than that. They had to somehow come to some hispashtus agashmi. They had to put themselves in a mindset where oilam hazeh means nothing. Nothing in oilam hazeh has any value. And the only thing that's important is l'maylo. And that's what they were doing when they were showing shachas koydim atfilo. They were being mekayim this inyan of ha-mispalel tzorach shitein l'maylo. And then Reb Chaim Volozhin goes perek after perek after perek, quoting Zohar HaKadoshes and Arizals, that tefillah is all about making tikkunim in shamayim, and tefillah is all about v'stutzach in shamayim. It's not about you. It's not about you at all. So I'm skipping out the Perek Yud Aleph. This is one of the prakim that are understandable. Kefi hasogoseinu, meaning not real Kabbalah. And Reb Chaim Volozhin says as follows. He says, Umasha amru chazal lefi cheilois. He's referring to a chazal that talk about the inyan of cheiloi in the context of tefillah. Romazeho ikra godol shel inyan atfilah. They're coming to hint to this big ikr when it comes to tefillah. Sheklal kavanosahu lechavi rak lohoisav koich biktusha. That the idea is to have in mind and to be moisav koich haktusha. Shekemoisho ishme anche achayil. Just like if someone's a soldier, mashlich kolun. Right, if somebody's fighting in war, what does he do? When he's fighting, he's thinking about his own pleasures? No. He's being moiser nefesh. Mashlich kol inyonov v'tzorchei atzmei mineged u'moiser nafshoi b'rtzoinei rak al kvoid ha-melech she'yasig ha-keser melucho shal oysa ha-medina v'tinosei malchusoi kein ro'uy ma'oid l'ha-odam ha-yosher losim kol kavanosoi v'toyer machshavte b'tfilosoi rak l'hoisiv teis koyach bo'ilom eis ha-kdoishim u'lo'oyer b'koyloi yahol kavana should be, it's the chol. Make believe you're an arm, you're a soldier right now, and you're on the front lines. You're not fighting for yourself. What are you fighting for? Right, the mother country. That's what you're fighting for the kesa malucha. That's the way you're supposed to daven. You're fighting, and you're fighting 100% for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'm skipping again. Ve'einenu harois benusach tefilas Rosh Hashanah. That's the Indian of the tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah, that we should go back. The world should be like the chet of Ma'koidim chet Adam Rishon. Says that everyone knows, right? If you ever daven Rosh Hashanah, you know that. But you should know that this is true really for every single tefillah. Even though when a person daven, it feels like almost everything you're davening for is for yourself. That's not what's going on over here. I'm skipping again. Even when it comes to that, here's the punchline. Sorich shloi tehei tachlis kavanosay al tzayroi veloi zu haderech anuchayna la yeshorim b'libayisam. This is not the way a person davens. You don't sit down to daven. You don't sit down to daven for your own things. Ki be'emes, he says, think about it. You pull it. Ech shayech levakish lehischanin klal lefon of Yisbarach Shemoi lohasim me'yol of tzayroi v'yisurim. How could a person daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remove my pain? Remove my suffering. Come on, he's not giving you a marshal. But in refuah sagov. Let's say somebody goes to a doctor, and the roife is mashkeu samonim charifim. Oyem haroife muchrach af gamlach toich ever echad gamri. Shlo yispashet eres hachoyli yoisa. So this machla shouldn't spread. Oyem yischani neilav hachoyla. Imagine the chayla is going to stop. Please, doctor, please don't do this. No, don't do this. Don't give me the medication. Shlo yashkeu hasamonim. Oy shlo yachtei for ever. Halei hachoyla atzmei soy. You're paying him. You forgot, right? You're paying him to heal you. And this is what he thinks you. This is the prescription. Cain says, Reb Chaim Volozhin, Eich yishpoich siach lefon of yisbarach shmoy. Lo hasem yolav ayisurim. How could a person daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu remove the Yisurin? Halei heim retiya v'sama d'chaye l'chap rabbi noisav. K'mamorim zal Shabbos nun hei ein Yisurin b'lo yovayim. V'imloi eifo nefesh achitas v'matashcha. How are you going to get kapara? You need this. So what are you doing when you daven? Omnon says Reb Chaim V'loa, Shem tachlas hakavono, tzricho shnetiya rak tzorech kevoyim. It has to be only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki b'mokim sheyesh chilu shmo yisbarach. Ki goyin tzores klal Yisrael. V'im amukim u'ma'unim mechuyo. He said, because when Klal Yisrael is in Tzar, there's a Chil Hashem, right? Where is Vud Eivishta? And that you have to daven for, because you have to look out for the Chil Hashem. Even if it's maybe not on the level of Chil Hashem, because we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Imo Inoichi B'Tzara. He quotes a Gemara coming up next week. Sanhedrin Menvav, Amar Meir, Bizman Sha Adam, it's star, Shchina, Ma Loshanai Meres, Koloni Meiroshi, Koloni Mizroi. But the point is, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, a person when he davens, it's war. You're never davening for yourself. The Shwena Esrei that the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah were masakin. Atochoinein, Rifa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, Parnosa, Shmakoilenu. Yeah, you're davening for yourself, but it can't be ich. It can't be that. If you do that, you miss the whole boat of tefillah. That's not what tefillah is. Tefillah, says Reb Chaim, bangs it out here in the whole Shaar Beis. This is Shaar Beis and Nefesh HaChaim. If you take away one thing, this is what it is. And this is what he said. The avoda of tefillah is, it's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that you're doing is mamish kol kuloi l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you could daven for yourself, and you're supposed to daven for yourself, and you have to daven for yourself, but not because ich will, because ich verstehe that me having it better is good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because anytime a Yid is in Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Tzara together with him. Imay anoichi v'tzara. And certainly if it's for the cloud, there's an element of Chil Hashem. So there's no question in the world you daven. The question is not Rifa'enu, Baruch Aleinu. The question is not the end game. The question is, what's your kivon? What's your matarif and your tefillah? Your tefillah is Rifa'enu because I want it, Baruch Aleinu because I want more money. Is that your kavanah? Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand how much tsar I'm in, and the Mela, you're equally in that level of tzar. So no, do it for us. Just get us out of this mess. Like this, I'll be happy, you'll be happy. It feels like a win-win situation. That's the kavan of tefillah, but not in a superficial way. In a very deep way, when it comes to understanding the oimik of what tefillah is, das is tefillah. This is Reb Chaim Volozhin Sharbeis. This is Dvarim Yudun, Dvarim Atikin. But I was just thinking one ha'ara, and maybe this is emes. That is, you know, Chazal say that tefillah is kineged tmidim tikkun. That the tefillos, the Shemayin Esrei, are connected to Tmidim. Avram Avinu was Mesak in Shachris, but it has a Shaychus with the Tomid Shal Shachar. That was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Mincha, that has a Shaychus to Tomid Shadein Arbayim. And even Mayriv is related to the Haktaras Emurim that was done from the two Tmidim that were brought by Boiker Ubein Arbayim. The Abar Benel in Parshas Pinchas, by the Korban Tomid. So the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yamarto aleihem, Es korboni lachmi li'ishai, Reach nichoichi tishmeru lahakrev li b'mayad. So Barbanel makes a diuk nifla, and it really, it's mamish, it's screaming out of this gemara here in Sanhedrin Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. And that is, he says, that we know every carbon is a reach nichoich l'Hashem, right? There's one carbon where it doesn't say reach nichoich, we've spoken about this over the years, the carbon Pesach, right? That was the Netziv, that carbon Pesach was manazeh, v'loi reach es reach nichoichichem, etc., etc. But the bottom line is that every single carbon we know is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Every single carbon is a reach nichoich. But there's one carbon where the Torah describes the carbon as Hakadosh Baruch Hu saying, "Thus is mine carbon." For Marta Aleihem as carboni, it's my carbon. Lachmi, it's my bread. Liishai reach nichoichi. It's not just the reach nichoich, but it's reach nichoichi. And the Barbanel says a dove niflo. He says because this is the only carbon that's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's carbon. He says every carbon, yeah, you did it. You Shabbos b'shoygig, bring a carbon chas, the dinah chatos. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, there's a chelik l'gvoya, there's a chelik l'hedyet, there's a whole obviously, there ain't carbon that's carboni. It's lachmi, li'ishai, it's reach nichoichni. And the Abar Benel says, that's why, by this pasuk, it says tzav. What is tzav? It's miloshin zirus. Tishmeru, be very careful, because the Eibishto understood that when it comes to your carbon, I know you're going to be careful. If someone needs to bring a chatos shmeina, I don't have to say tzav. I don't have to say tishmeru. I don't need a whole festa pasuk over here because a person looks out for himself. Oh, but the Abish said, this is the ain't carbon, but this is minor carbon. It's nothing to do with you. This is my carbon. The carbon tama was brought every day just because. It has nothing to do with you being chayte, you're not being chayte. If it's yontif, it's Shabbos, it's mitvach. It has nothing to do with anything. It's tmidim kisidron. Every single day the carbon tama was brought because it wasn't brought for us. It's takano shaykhis to us. This carbon is 100%. It's kol kulei for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, it needs a special chizik. And the chizik is tishmeru. Be careful. I'll read l'shoyne azav after the words of the Barbanel. Aval ayoysen nochoy. You don't have to be massive. Aval atmidim shehem biyichud ve'etzem ve'emes korboni hamiyuchid li lechem chuki shebavur mashchin eshayu b'neim, etc., etc. That's something. Oisai, when it comes to that, we already need a bissel chizik because lav dafka you're going to be looking out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looking out for yourself. That we know. Of if HaKadosh Baruch Hu lav dafka, and emes is this inyan of mizbechi hamiyuchid li. It's mefurish in the pasuk korboni lachmi lishai reach nichaychi. You find only by the carbon tamei because it's the carbon hamiyuchedli. But the Abar Benel says, what do you mean? It's the carbon hamiyuchedli. Every carbon is for you. This is the one carbon that's for me. The tefillos were instituted kineged atmidim. If the tefillos were instituted kineged atmidim, and the tmidim is karboni, lachmi, li'ishai, reach, nichoichi, then it has to be what Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying. So muzduch zayin. Tefillah has to be about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person goes and he daven Shmein Esrei, and he's thinking only about himself, he missed the whole boat. He mamish missed the whole point of Shmein Esrei. This is haichazachin, but it's also pshutei shal mikra. And this is the way it is. Everybody davens because everybody needs things that he's davening for. It's kedai to know how to daven abyssal. And the truth is, yeah, this is a high madrega for a person to feel the tzara shechina. The great tzaddikim were on this madrega. Obviously, this is not something that most mortals are shaykh to. But there is an element of it that we could have a little bit of a shaykh to. And maybe this can change a lot. But the bottom line is, I think it's muchrach minei ube. If the tefillah is like a negative tmidin, and the tmidin are karboni lachmi, Le'ishai, if they reach nichoichi, then bal karchach tefillah has to be the same way. When you daven, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like you're davening for yourself. So that's what Reb Chaim Volozhin addresses. This is what he's talking about over here in Perek Yud Aleph. He says, don't let it fool you. That's not really what's going on. Because the tefillahs were connected to tmidim, and if this is the way the tmidim were, then by definition, it has to be that this is the way the tefillahs are as well.